Join us here at Last Adam Tabernacle as we bring Christ to the nation.
Praise the Lord. Amen. Praise the Lord, church.
Amen.
I like the fact that Madame Balo said that we should be excited in the presence of God. Hallelujah. When I entered here, I was just struggling to feel the vibe. Glory to God. Nga vibe, eya joy, teriwo. Maybe that is where she was coming from. So praise the Lord.
Amen.
Praise the Lord. I hope you get the vibe from the anointing that will come from what I'm sharing today. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. I am not planning to entertain you, but I hope you pick the vibe. Yes. How many of us are doing our exams? I think P7, I know Carl. Yes. 2nd November, right? 6th. Okay, but I know that officially they're starting on 2nd November. So besides Carl, who else is? Do we have any other candidate? Oh, Noel. Oh, you're also starting. Any other candidate? Uneb? No, but you're a candidate somehow. Okay. I pray that we shall remember to pray for the candidates before we leave today. Hallelujah. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Amen. Yes, men you had, mutukwa tenge chatika, yeah? Ate mutandikire wo. Ate if you had stopped, you can still revisit. There is no expiry date, hallelujah. Yes, on that calling. Hallelujah. Mutandikire wo, mubele serious. Yes, and very, very quick to forgiving us. Hallelujah. Hallelujah, men. Are you a man? Hallelujah, amen. Yes. So last Sunday, okay, first of all, I think the pastor is not well. Not that I think. Last week he wasn't feeling well. That is why he's not here. And I imagine it's the same reason why his wife and the children are not here. But I know that he will be back soon. Amen. Yeah, so last week, last Sunday, we learned about spiritual seasons and the God's purposes, okay? So we're going to have a short recap because some people were not here. Oh, by the way, the Balos, we miss Esther. Yes. I don't know why she's even looking down like this. Yes, Esther, we miss you, yeah? We miss Esther so much. Yeah, but Mwabalala kwegamba. Kwegamba, we miss Esther. Nemu inzo chitola. Yes. So last Sunday, Pastor Moses preached on seasons and purposes, the purposes of God. And yeah, I just want to do a recap. I want to do a recap so I could, then I go on to the next thing. So we learned that, or were reminded, that there are spiritual seasons in as much as there are natural seasons. Like here in Uganda, we're not going to talk about summer, spring, autumn, or autumn. I don't know, some people don't, you know. We are going to talk about the dry season and the wet season. That is what most of us understand, yeah? If I asked you, do you know when spring starts? Do you know what happens in spring? I bet you guys, yeah, that some of the adults don't know. But if you asked what happens in the dry season and the wet season, science, P5, P6, P7, all of us, yeah, understand that. So the same way we have natural seasons is the same way we have spiritual seasons. And we also learn from Ecclesiastes 3, verse 1, yes, that to everything there is a season and a time for every purpose under heaven, okay? And then it goes on to say, a time to be born, a time to die, a time to plant, a time to pluck what is planted. I wonder if you don't plant, if you'll be having a time to pluck. A time to kill, a time to heal, a time to break down, and a time to build up, and so on and so forth, yeah? So in as much as they are natural seasons, they are also spiritual seasons. And the spiritual seasons for us and for every human being, by the spiritual seasons determine what happens in the life of a Christian. Amen? Those spiritual seasons are there, and we also learned that God dealt with the Israelites according to seasons. Amen? In Luke 12:56, Jesus rebuked the Jews for not knowing the season they were in. He said, "Hypocrites, you can discern the face of the sky and of the earth, but how is it that you do not discern this time?" Here he was referring to his coming as the Messiah. The Israelites, the children of Israel, were waiting for the Messiah to come, but they could not discern that he had already come and he was in their midst and he was speaking to them. But the Israelites were very good at discerning the weather. Why? Because they were predominantly an agricultural society, so they could discern that, oh, wait a minute, we should be planting or we should be harvesting wheat or whatever they were growing. Or in this season, the animals are going to be like this. In this season, we need to keep the hay, or we need to harvest things for the animals to eat, or we need to keep water for them because the drought is coming and then the animals won't have what to eat. Then Luke 19:43-44. Yeah. It says, "For the days will come upon you when your enemies will build an embankment around you, surround you and close you in on every side, and level you and your children within you to the ground, and they will not leave in you one stone upon another, because you did not know the time of your visitation." So from this verse, he was still telling the children of Israel that when you miss your season, there is surely a time where God chooses to visit each one of us. God can choose to visit a church. God can choose to visit a nation. God can choose to visit you on an individual basis. But you can actually miss. Look at the last verse. "Because you did not know the time of your visitation." You can miss your visitation. And this comes from the ignorance that you have about the season that you're operating in. And then you miss the visitation of God. Just like the children of Israel at that time, they missed the visitation of the Messiah. Even up to now, there are people who are still waiting for their Messiah to come. They don't believe that Jesus was the sent Messiah. Okay? So this can happen. In as much as it happened then, it can happen to us. That you can actually miss a time of your visitation. Remember we said, and we learned last week, that there is a set time. God chooses when to visit you. And it is, if you're not positioned well, you can miss that moment. Okay? Children who are here, you remember, okay, not children, the young teenagers who are here. No, you're not a child. Anyway, so you remember the parable of the 10 virgins? Yes? The ones that had lamp in their, the ones that had oil in their lamps, and then the ones whose oil ran out. And they missed an opportunity to be with the Lord at the Lord's Supper. Why? Because they missed that time. They missed the visitation. They were not positioned well. And this can happen to us. But we also learned last week that we should not miss. And there is a way of not missing. I hope I can tackle that today. So 1 Chronicles 12:32. We were encouraged to be like the sons of Issachar. It says, "Of the sons of Issachar, who had understanding of the times to know what Israel ought to do, their chiefs were 200 and all their brethren were at their command." So we were encouraged to be like the sons of Issachar. We always talk about the sons of Issachar, but it's also important to know why were these guys, the sons of Issachar, why were they distinguished? When you read the verses before that, you realize that they were saying the sons of so-and-so, 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 they were this number, and this is what they did. Now, it so happened that at this time in Israel, this is the context, by the way, for this verse, that there was going to be a change of guard. David had been anointed king, and he was taking over. So he was counting the men by tribe, okay? So those that he counted were the ones that belonged to him. But also there were people at that time who were serving Saul. But the sons of Issachar knew that ebintu bigenda chuka bannange. So they did what? It's like how you know in Uganda if there is going to be a change of guard. Yeah? There are things you're going to do. You're going to be like, you know what? Obama, I'm going to align myself like this. Even at work, by the way, a change in boss will cause you, if you know, if you are sensitive, when a boss changes at work and you realize or you find yourself also having to rewire, reconfigure the way you think and the way you're going to do things so that you can work well with this boss. If you stick on the other side, of only yali bossy wa fair, then you're going cocoons, which I'm telling you something, you're not going to make it out of there. That is why, by the way, you see, there is someone in this nation who fired the entire team. One, it's because they felt when they went into a big office, this lady fired almost the entire team that was there before. Of course, she said, according to her, there were things of corruption and all of that, but also there was need to change everything to get in people who can align with her vision or the vision she felt God had given her. Glory to God. Amen. So we should emulate the sons of Issachar. Let us be people who can discern the seasons that we are in. Now you are at liberty to name your season the way you want. You can say, me, I'm in the wilderness season. Me, I'm in the harvest season. You know, when I was reading about seasons, there were all sorts of seasons. Season of pruning, season of what? There were just so many according to how each person, each writer understood seasons. But we know that there is a season to plant. The Bible tells us for us who are Christians, there is a season to plant, there is a season to harvest. Okay? That, for me, I know those two. Just by what the Bible talks about when Jesus said, but you can discern what is happening in the sky and on earth. Yeah, so there is. And also, when God was creating the earth, he created seasons. He created the sun to differentiate between night and day. All right? So again, you see that the season started at creation time. And that is how God deals with us. There is night, there is day. There is a time to have the vibe party. There is time to actually mourn. And if you're here, all of us want to think about the good times. But the truth is, everyone on earth, you will go through a season of crying. Everyone, either you've lost somebody, something didn't work out. The other time, I think, my last week, yes, my daughter asked me a question that had me thinking so many things. She's like, what is your saddest day, mommy? Ha! I said, my saddest day. I looked at her and told her, I've had so many sad days. She's like, no, but I want the saddest. But because she's a child, I had to go to her level and I told her one sad day when we lost someone, because that is what she can identify with. Okay? But there are days that are so sad that don't involve death. And you wish that death was actually had come. Does that make sense? Well, you always desire ko muntu, and you see them in pain. And every day you see them in so much, you know, that chronic pain. And you wish, like when their death happens, you're sad in that moment, but you're happier for a longer time that God has healed them of that pain. As in, they have died. That's another way of healing, by the way. Yeah? Yeah, you don't want to think about it like that, but it's true. Because there are some things where you see the disease has ravished someone and they have nothing. They want to, like, tebache gomba being on earth. They want to be released from that body. I don't know if you've heard or you've listened to people who are saying that they died with a smile on their face. This person who was in ICU, in coma, every time they wake up, they inject them. Every time they inject them with some medicine. And then they tell you, by the way, this time when I went to see the person had a smile on their face. Why do you think so? Yeah, so there are things that are more sad than death. But we tend to think the first thing that we identify with is death is the ultimate sadness, yeah? I'm not trying to justify it, but yeah, I hope you understand where I'm coming from. So today, we're going to continue with that, and we're going to talk about, before I go into my main topic or title, I don't know, there are some things that are very important for us to note about seasons. And I'm going to share these things. There are quite a number, but I'm limited by time. But I'm going to share, I think, I just got two, yeah? Other things, I think you guys will have to look for them. But I have missed some seasons in my life, in my years on earth, yeah? I have missed some seasons in my life. I have missed some visitations, but I have also nailed some seasons. So I'm going to speak to you from a point of my experience, okay? And one of the things that I want to let you know that is very important and critical for us to understand about times is that seasons and times is that they're always purposeful. There is a purpose for each season and each time that you go through. So that is why they say, even if the season is as bad as hell, there is a purpose behind it. Glory to God. That is why they say, do not waste your suffering, because your suffering should not be in vain as a Christian. Glory to God. Whether you brought on yourself that suffering or it was by the devil. Why? Because God works everything out for our good. Even the suffering that we brought on ourselves. You come out of there and you're purified and you know God in a different way. Glory to God. Hallelujah. You have wisdom. You become sharp. Yeah? You're like, shinona chikola, sicha zemu, mukama sicha zemu. Yeah? Because of what you have gone through. So if it is a wilderness, if it is a time of pruning, if it's whatever it is, there is a purpose for every season. What is your charge to you? And that, what is our charge as Christians? Look for the purpose. It will keep you going, especially through the sad times. Look for that purpose. You will hang on. Glory to God. Amen. And another thing that I have realized about seasons and purpose and times is that you cannot manipulate them. You wish, if you are going through a very difficult time, you wish it would end the moment it started. You cannot manipulate. Let me tell you something. If God says, I'm going to come through for you on Sunday, best take 10 seats and wait for Sunday to come if it is a Monday. You cannot manipulate it. I have seen many times when people are going through a very difficult time or a season, they will run from one minister to another, one prophet to another. They will get dreams, try to interpret them a certain way in their favor, trying to manipulate the season because they want the season to end. But God is the one who started. And even when I'm praying, by the way, that's one of the things I've acknowledged in my life. God orchestrates when the season starts and when it will end. Glory to God. How many of you have contributed to when the sun comes up and when it comes down? Even when it rains, by the way, when it's raining heavily and there is a hailstorm, the best thing you do is you take a seat and you wait for it to end. Whatever you do. Now, I know that they are rainmakers. Yeah, I know that they are rainmakers. I remember in the university, I was going to this cell where one of the guys was coming from a certain area. I'm not going to say it. But every story this mulokole had was about rainmakers back there in their home. I think it was his first time to come to Kampala. And he would tell us how these guys would make rain. That guys would pray and they make rain that they would pray and even tie up the heavens, yeah? So, and then sometimes I would hear like brides to be, glory to God. Ah, tugenda sibe nkuba, yeah? Omusana gwake, yeah? Musabe, omusana ukolechi gwake, yeah? Then another person is out there saying, mukamu lwalero, you have to send rain, yeah? You have to send rain. So who is in charge of this rain? Is it the people who are praying or it's God? It's God who decides when he opens up the heavens and he lets down the rain. Glory to God. Hallelujah. And people usually use the example of, I think, Elijah, when he spoke that there will be drought for how many years? 3 years. And then after the 3 years had ended, he prayed three times, his face to the ground, and he saw the clouds coming. The heavens opened. He told Ahab, go. Then he ran after, and then he even bypassed him. But if you read your Bible carefully, you would know what Elijah said. At the start of that whole encounter, he said according to the word of God. Elijah didn't think it up. It was according to the word of God. So your seasons, if it is a bad season, you yourself, you can't say, now, because today when I entered, I asked Esther, Olibulunji, she's like, Joan, yeah? Pastor Joan, what? I'm like, Nebwa banga, ya galatia. Shitaja muzalakat before the child's time. Glory to God. Unless there is an issue there. But you can't say, kati me, I'm tired. Katika muzal, it ain't work that way. You have to serve your time. Glory to God. So seasons are purposeful, and we cannot manipulate the seasons. They are in God's domain. This is from Daniel 2:21. Let's go there. Yeah. And he changes the times and the seasons. Who changes them? God. He removes kings and raises up kings. He gives wisdom to the wise and knowledge to those who have understanding. God changes your seasons. So whenever you're going through, and especially, you know, when we are going through a good season, we rarely think about these things. These things come to us when the season is tough. Yeah? And you're like, I just wish the thing would end. But we are going to talk about how to maneuver our way through there. Okay? So, Genesis 8:22 says, while the earth remains, seed time and harvest, cold and heat, winter and summer, and the day and night shall not cease. Again, this is God's domain. He orchestrates a season and he will end it. Glory to God. You have to thank God that he is the one in charge of your season and not the devil. You have to thank God that he is the one in charge of your season and not your spouse. Hallelujah. Because some of us, left to the whims of our spouses, things would be tight. Some of us left to the whims of our bosses, things would be tight. But they can contribute, but the ultimate in charge of your time and season is God. Then the other thing is that seasons are transient. Seasons pass. This is a lesson I learned the hard way. Now, church, listen. Yeah? Seasons pass. There is no season that lasts forever. Yeah? And I learned this. I learned this the hard way. How did I learn it the hard way? Because I forgot such an important principle about times and seasons. There is a time I made a major decision, a permanent decision in a temporary season. And while the season passed, the permanent decision gave me consequences that I'm still living with to date. Okay? And those consequences were okay until I realized that they were not even God's will for me. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. But we thank the God of seasons and times because he gives you a second chance. Hallelujah. God gives us second chances. God repays you for those seasons that you have lost. That is the mercy of God. Okay? Psalm 30, verse 5. But for his anger is but for a moment. His favor is for life. Weeping may endure for a night, but joy comes in the morning. So seasons are transient. They pass. Even when you're going through a difficult time, when you say, this too shall pass, you have to mean it. It may not feel that way, but it's a principle you know that cannot be broken. This too shall pass. Is indeed this too shall pass. Ever gone through a heartbreak? Ever gone through a heartbreak? There are some things. Eh? that you just feel like banange. Now, when I say heartbreak, even parents go through heartbreaks. Yeah, not either way. When you, it doesn't mean that when you get married, that you suddenly become what? You are exempted from heartbreaks. There are different kinds of heartbreaks. Hallelujah. But there are some that you're exempted from. But there are other times when your heart breaks for something. Yeah? It could be your child. It could be a wayward child. And your heart breaks for years for this child. That is a heartbreak for us who are married. Yeah? It could be a maid who disappoints you and leaves you. Nakuleka bulala. Yeah? You needed them at this hour. And then they get up and say, Auntie, I'm leaving tomorrow without notice. And you have to go back to work. That is a heartbreak, okay? But then also there is this other heartbreak that some people, or most people in this church, have gone through where someone just about puts you in the, it's called what, friend zone, yeah? Or they ghost you. You're there, you're friends with someone. The next day, you are ghosted, no reason, number blocked, everywhere blocked, all the socials are blocked, you are left there in the dark. And that curse season can be bad. You come here to church for every prayer meeting. For you, you will not need a prayer call. Ojabuzi, glory to God. There is that heartbreak. And in that time, it may feel like you can't see tomorrow. But like it tells us here, that as sure night and day, they will come. So the tomorrow comes, the next day comes, the next day comes, the next day comes, and the pain starts getting what? Lighter and lighter and lighter. But also something is happening on the inside of you. Either you're becoming more bitter and bitter, or you're becoming wiser and wiser and wiser, and seeing that, oh, it was a good thing for this person to live my life. Okay? Or it was good for me to exit, whichever way. All right? So seasons come and pass, and then a time will come, and then you're over that heartbreak, and it is a distant memory, distant memory. One of the things that some people keep asking me about is, like, because I'm surrounded with, my in-laws have little children, so Sam and I are the oldest there. So when they are there chasing their children around, me and Sam, we are seated ordering crazy tea. Manzi, this, stop, stop, stop. Manzi, you gotta look after. Seasons pass, you guys. You meet them, you're like, ah, oh, man, you guys, you have come late. Why have you showed up late for this? We're like, man, did we ever say last night this one? But I'm not in that what? I am not in that season. It is a distant memory. Glory to God. It is a distant memory. Canulas, what? Bacterial infection. What? That is a distant what? Memory. Glory to God. So now, they come and ask me things, Kati, now what should we do? And I honestly don't know. Honestly, when they ask me things, I'm like, you people, that period, Yansabla, that I have even forgotten, when I got healed, whoever the sun says free is what? Free indeed, hallelujah. Yo. Those days, they are very difficult. They are very, very difficult on. They get easier with the more children you have and all of that. But I remember specifically for my first one, colic, I just remember it as a distant what? Memory. Yeah? I remember it as a distant memory. Say, Joanne, colic, what did you say? I remember Doba Infa call, Oba gripe water, what were I'm like, well, I don't even remember those things if they worked. Then I'm like, Mama Ziga Katiko, you know, and they are in this mix, Kwegamba. It's like that thing that's just taking them. It's a roller coaster, eh? Naomi and Sam, you enter bed at 10. The next time you open your eyes, if it's not a barking dog, it is 6 a.m. Glory to God. So we are there, we come fresh, totally fresh, me and Sam. Our relatives, on the other hand, they are bloodshot, they are what? They are yawning, they are getting tired. Man, you guys, we have to go early. One of the things I didn't like was, two things I didn't like, I remember specifically, you go for a function, for you don't get to enjoy as the mother. you, as you're there, so now they bring you the child, but they want to be fed. As you're there, you just started about being, just entered the vibe of the function, the what, then they call you, ayagala kwebaka. Then even your meal time, I hated that time, where it's now same to eat, you're supposed to, everyone is enjoying their food, you're having, you know, good conversation, but for you, here on mashed food, man, you're bringing kasowa and you put for the child here, then you mash, then you're feeding this one, then the child is refusing, they are crying, they are what, it was very tight, yeah, and I didn't like that stuff, and it's now a distant what? Memory. So seasons are transient. Seasons come and go. Now, nange ndaba kovulabi like this, and I say, nange, pole, 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 but it shall pass. Yes, it shall pass. I say, it shall pass, it shall pass. Hallelujah. But how do we discern our times and seasons? I'm going to say three to four things. But something that I want to let you know about discerning times and seasons is, in my experience, there is no one formula to discern a time and season. You can't say that when I was going through this, the way I discerned that it was my time for this, for it was my season for this, you cannot now copy and paste the way you discerned then to now. Hallelujah. You have to, for example, if you're believing God for marriage, you have to know your season. Glory to God. And the season doesn't really come by your age. But age could be an indicator. But it's not the only way. Otherwise, if you go by saying, I have discerned kwanga, now I'm 33, I'm ready, what for marriage, you might actually not be ready. God may be saying, well, you, I'll see you. Go to the back, I'll see you when you're 40. That is when your season. Kwanga alaba 33, you're not yet ready. So there is no one way, one formula of discerning your times and seasons. So what I'm going to share with you is what has helped me. It's everything. Yeah, it is everything. Glory to God. Yeah. Number one, the first way of discerning your time and seasons is study the word of God. You have to exert yourself. When I say exerting yourself, I don't mean studying the word of God into today and so my devotion, no genda. No? It's today. Today is what? Today is 29th. I'm going to read that 29th Psalm. No, that is not what I mean. Or I'm going to read Proverbs 29. I know how that's how some people do it, being a pastor. People tell you how they study their Bibles, and you're like, nature, nature, chili. Yeah? That today someone just studies their Bible by saying, what time is it? It is midday. Psalm 12, you know? Or Proverbs 12. Can you imagine? That's how some people study their Bibles. But I'm saying when we talk about studying the word, I mean exertion, like give yourself over to this thing. Why? Because remember, I started by saying that when you're a Christian, you must be conscious of the fact that God has a spiritual season for you. Like, we know when Pastor came and said, we are in a season where now we are reaping the rewards of our obedience. That is a season. That now, that doesn't depend on how old the church is. Because even previously, when the church was, I think, about 4 years, yeah, God again told us that now is the season, the same season that we are in now. There was a season of rewards. And God brings back these seasons. Yeah, occasionally, yeah, he brings them back. So that's why I say that you can't say that because so-and-so is 70 years old, they must be in this season. Like, you cannot just take age as the only indicator for the season that you're in. So anyway, because we say that that we have spiritual seasons, and one of the ways to find out the season that we are in, the spiritual season, is go into the word of God. By reading the Bible, you're going to find wisdom. Okay? Let's go to Daniel 1, to Daniel 9, 1 to 2. Yes. In the first year of Darius, the son of Ahasuerus, of the lineage of Medes, who was made king over the realm of the Chaldeans. In the first year of his reign, I, Daniel, understood by the books the number of years specified by the word of the Lord through Jeremiah the prophet, that he would accomplish 70 years in the desolations of Jerusalem. Okay? You see here that Daniel studied what? The books. But the Bible is so kind to us that the Spirit of God tells us what kind of books he was studying. He wasn't watching Netflix. He was actually studying Jeremiah the prophet, who had written about the 70 years Israel was going to spend in captivity. This guy, let me first tell you about Daniel. Let's first go to his CV. Daniel 1, verse 4. A young man in whom there was no blemish. Okay? So we know that Daniel was a young man. This talks about the people who were taken in the king's courts. So Daniel was a young man in whom there was no blemish, but good looking, hallelujah, gifted in all wisdom, hallelujah, possessing knowledge and quick to understand, hallelujah. He had the ability to serve in the king's palace, and he had, because he was quick to understanding, of course, they wanted to teach him the language and the literature of the Chaldeans, okay? A very distinguished Daniel here. They have told you, they have given you his CV. A young man, good looking, wise, what. But this very man, this very young man, Alimu Bible, eh? In the scroll, he's reading the prophets, trying to understand these things via Jabitia. Glory to God. Hallelujah. So we see Daniel gave time to understanding what was happening around him. He was like, these things must have been written about. So even if we know, I think I keep telling Sam that there is nothing new under the face of the sun. There is nothing new. Whatever you're going through, mama, there is someone who has even gone through worse. Ozadomu, the people who have given birth to quadruplets. But you who has given birth to one, sit. Take a seat. There are people who have gone through the whole kit and caboodle. They have gone the whole 9 yards. There is nothing new under the face of the earth. Nothing. So if you want to know what spiritual season you're in, if you want to have wisdom, because these things, our seasons are spiritual, you must give yourself over to the word of God. Hallelujah. And when you give yourself over to the word of God, you are quickened. We see from Daniel 1:4 that Daniel was diligent in his study of the word. That is when he actually discovered the 70 years. And that prompted him, if you read on to that verse, it goes on to say when he realized that the days were almost done, he started to make supplications. Something prompted him. It was the knowledge of the word of God concerning Embelaje Aliarimu that prompted him. Glory to God. Now, sometimes you can be in a season, and let me just use the easiest example. If you are, you want to get married and all of that, you're a man, woman, it behooves you to study. Start learning, start reading things about marriage. Those are the things that will spark you to make the right supplication. So that when you enter your season, you can rightly discern that, banang, I'm ready or I'm not ready. Glory to God. I believe that, I think I said in someone else that maybe I've come to this conclusion. It is a carnal conclusion, but it is mine, yeah? And I'm the one holding the microphone now. I have come to believe that there are people who are not meant for marriage. Yeah. I believe that they are eunuchs. But I also believe that there are some people who are not meant for the long-term commitment and the sacrifice and the flexibility and the stretching that comes with marriage. They are there. Much less some people who are not meant to be businessmen, businesswomen. Not all of us can do business. There are people who are good with an 8-to-5 job, salaried. They will put in their hours and they will be their best in the quarter. Glory to God. Yeah. Togena musanga, nga tunde simu, and they'll be successful. No. That person, nga for them, They are good with 8-to-5. Hallelujah. They are very. When you put them in business, they will sink it. So there are some people likewise who are not meant, honestly, who are not meant for marriage. And that's all right. Glory to God. So there is this, I don't know who started lying to people that everyone at a certain age, now your destiny is what? Is marriage. There are people who, they may like the idea of it, but they are not wired for that. Glory to God. Hallelujah. You'll ask me, Mbisila Biangebe Dembe. So, not only was Daniel reading Jeremiah, he was also reading Isaiah. Jesus Christ, for him to know his time, he gave himself to the scriptures. That is why you don't see Jesus starting ministry at 28. He knew the time he was given. How? By giving himself over to the studying the scriptures. And then he got wisdom. Glory to God. So you want to know your season? The very first thing to do, go in the scriptures. Study the word of God. You can study on that topic, what you're going through in that season. But I also believe just being in the environment of the word does something to you. I have seen that. There are many times, you see, it's very easy to believe that, okay, today they're speaking about financial prosperity. For me, that is not my need. So this person is not ministering to my need. But it's all the word of God. And just being in that environment, they may be talking about financial increase. They may be talking about suffering. They may be talking about spiritual gifts. They may be talking about church growth. But the Spirit of God comes and quickens you. And you will learn something. Now we're talking about church growth. Now the Spirit of God quickens you on the matter of love. That is why for me, sinyoma things where the word of God is being shared. It doesn't matter that at that point, it's not talking to me at that, like I don't feel it. But the fact that I am in that environment of the word, the Bible says that the Spirit of God ministers liberally. So I'm trying to tell you, church, temunyo maybe, just because you feel like, it's not ministering to my need now. People, we do not preach things that minister to. Sometimes you come here and preach things, and I'm on Z, but I'm preaching A. But because I am in the environment of the word, and the spirit, and I've opened up my heart, and I'm telling God, touch me, the Spirit of God quickens me. And from that script, that sermon, I'll get something totally different. Amen? Just like the one I'm talking now, but if I asked you what I have talked about, you'll have a different understanding. That's the Spirit of God working on the inside of you, quickening you according to your need. Same word, but different ministrations. Glory to God. So don't. This is where we have to keep meeting as a church. Do not give up the habit of meeting. Glory to God. Keep coming to church because they are in, yeah? The Spirit of God touches you and you don't even know. You don't know. You don't know how, you know, just like that you'll be quickened. Number two, prayer. Prayer. Hallelujah. Jeremiah 33:3. It tells us, call to me and I'll answer you and I'll show you great and mighty things which you do not know. God is giving us an opportunity. God has given us, because remember, he's the one who started the season. So he's telling me, you're in this season, you don't understand what you're going through. Call to me, I'll show you great and mighty things. And he also acknowledges that you don't know them. Glory to God. So, and he's willing to show them to you. The seasons were orchestrated for you, not for the angels in heaven. So who does he want to talk to about the season? You. But now he's telling you, call to me. Saba. Hallelujah. 1 Corinthians 14, 2 and 4. But if for he who speaks in a tongue does not speak to men, but to God. This is a place of speaking in tongues. That when we speak in tongues, brothers and sisters, we're not speaking to men. We're not speaking that men may hear us, but it's communion between me and God about my season. Okay? For no one understands him. That is very clear. Whoever in the spirit, no one understands him. Whoever in the spirit However, in the spirit, he speaks mysteries. But he who prophesies speaks edification and exhortation and comfort to men. I wanted number four. For he who speaks a tongue edifies himself. But he who prophesies edifies the church. He who speaks a tongue edifies himself. To Saba Munimi on Thursday or wherever you are and you're praying in tongues, you are edifying, you're sharpening yourself to understand some of these things. This is when a quickening will come and you will start to say, but I feel like this is my season to do this. I feel like now is the time to invest. I feel like, because you have taken some time praying. And then other times, you may take some time praying in tongues, praying for that wisdom from above to know if it's a right time to invest, and we just feel like it's just not right now. I'm not going to invest in that now. It's not a good time to buy a car or whatever you want to do. All right, so this is the place of us speaking in tongues. We speak this wisdom of God. It takes spiritual wisdom for you to discern your season. We don't discern our seasons by suspicion. Glory to God. You don't discern your season by just thinking it. I've thought it. It's nice. It's wonderful. Ndoza ye season yange. I don't know if you met people who, for them, ngabogera mu season. Ndoza, I'm in this season. Especially ladies, you say, so, how are things? Ah, man, I'm going through this season. And you're like, nego season zo, eh? Then next week you meet her, that season ended. Now I'm in this season of love. Okay. And now I'm in this season of about pruning. Now I'm in this season of the wilderness. So now I'm in this season, cutting a season zichenjinga buli kaseera. But that is not how we discern spiritual seasons. They are not discerned by us, by just what we want to, what we think it is. Or I suspect. Hallelujah. So I'm encouraging us, study the word, pray. Pray in tongues. Pray. Yeah, if you want to know the season that you're in or how to operate in that season, pray. Then the third thing is pay attention to the time and certain events that are happening in your life. Hallelujah. Pay attention. For every season, there is always a sign. If you are sensitive enough to the Spirit of God, you will see that sign. Let me remind you, do you remember these prophecies where, I think in those days, Prophet Elvis, that time would say, when this and this happens, then you know that the time has come for you to invest. So he would tell, I remember there were things to do with the nation, and where he would say, when you see the discussions on the standard gauge railway, yeah, beginning to happen. Then you people who have facilities in the bank start to invest. Then you'd wonder how those things are connected. But for every season, there is a sign. There is a sign. Hallelujah. Jesus saw the Israelites. And Jesus tells us in the Bible that when you see these things happening, you know that the end is near. So he talks about wars. He talks about how children will be turned against their parents. Men will be lovers of themselves. They will deny the faith. This and this will happen. You know, he said that there will be signs in heaven, the darkening of the clouds. Then there will be signs on earth. You know, all these things, floods happening, wars, yeah, happening, droughts, you know that the end is near. So what happens? What does that mean? It means that we should be on the side of, we should be Christians who are watching. We should be watchers. Especially for such things that you know are definite and are written in the Word of God, yeah? But also it can happen that also in your season, in your life as a Christian, you could be a watcher. Yes? You can be your own watcher. Okay? Be your own watcher. Pay attention to the things that are happening around you. Now, let me give an example. I think I saw this with the eunuch the guy who was healed of leprosy, Naaman. Yes? So you have Naaman who was healed of leprosy, but who led him there? It was the servant girl. Okay? So some of these signs, They may not come the way we expect, but watch that person who comes into your life, and they are consistently there. Ask yourself, but why is this person in my life? What are they trying to tell me? Watch the conversations and the things that they are doing, okay, around you. Watch them and say, could this person be a sign that my season has come? Hallelujah. I believe, you know, as mothers, yeah, when a mother is expecting, there are signs that show that she's in the first trimester. Then those signs end. Then the second other signs set in. Then she knows she's in the second trimester. Then there are signs for the third trimester. Okay? Then there are signs for now the baby is about to be what? Baby is about to be born. All these are signs. Then when you go to the hospital, you'll find the doctor, and what the very first thing they will start from, of course, there will be the scans, all right, the science, but then they will also observe the signs around you to say, okay, yes, I think you're about to, or no, you first go back a bit, or no, you first go do X, Y, Z, walk around, drink about black tea, what, all those things, yeah? So there are signs and symptoms, but there are signs for every season. Ask yourself, God, show me the signs. Show me the sign that this is what we are in. About a month ago, I was praying to God about a certain promise he had given me, but I didn't know that particular timing. It seemed like every time I tried to get the timing, I would get it wrong. So I remember, Joanne, you're not going to reinvent the wheel. First, go back and ask the person who's told you about the promise. So I asked God, I said, God, I don't want to go cuckoos. Just tell me, give me a sign. Just give me a sign tomorrow about the timing. And you guys, you know where I found the sign? I went to a salon to do my hair. And the person who was in that particular dream that I had, where God was giving me this problem, the person came. Glory to God. And then I knew, ha, Mukama, you have answered what? My prayer. But I was in the salon. Had I planned to go to the salon? Yes, I had planned. But I was like, God, wherever I will be, I need a sign. I just need a sign from you that this thing, this is the season. In the salon, I'm seated like this. You guys almost jumped out of that salon. I called someone. I'm like, can you imagine? Last night, I was telling God this. I was going through my dreams. And now this person has walked in. They had the exact color of a car that they were driving. It was the same color I'd seen in the dream. So I just knew that's the timing. And God was giving me a sign. Watch. There are signs everywhere. There are things I have asked God to speak to me about. And I've asked him, you know, don't ask for a sign to build your faith. Ask for a sign so that you can keep walking in obedience. Those are two different things. Yeah? So I was like, God, if you really, really, if this is the time for this, I go, my normal business, I go to the gym, find this lady. Oh, my friend, the lady starts prattling away about the very thing I'd been talking to God about. I left her and I'm like, God, was that you? She started to, it's like as if, like, if you want to invest, let's say, in treasury bills and bonds, and you want to, you're asking God, yeah? Watch out. Okay, and I'm saying that don't come to join me. Me, I'm not no treasury board. But when you talk to the highly esteemed Duke, yeah? Abada kola mu bank. Banange, listen, let your ears be open, yeah? Ask, and then let him go on, and then right there. Ezo kogela 100 words. But on the 50th word, the Spirit of the Lord starts drawing you. And then you leave. By the time you leave that place, you will know, either it's time for me to invest or not to invest. So watch the things that are happening around you. Watch. Hallelujah. So, and this, I'm going to relate it to the last point, which is listening to godly counsel. Every time, get this as a principle. Every time a season starts, God sends a messenger for it. Every time. And that is how he used to operate with Israel. When it was time for them to get out of captivity, he first of all told them that they were going to go into captivity. But then when it was time to get out of there, again, he sent a messenger. of that message. When it was time for the Israelites to get out of Egypt, there was Moses. Hallelujah. When it was time for Abraham and Sarah to encounter their promise, three people came. One of them was God. They were just visitors, the three visitors who came, and they told him, Neda, dear, you're going to have what? A son by Sarah. At that time, he had Ishmael. Glory to God. So listen to godly and wise counsel. There are people that God will bring around you in that time. Now, it could be through a sermon at church. It could even be like you can strike a friendship out of the blue with someone. Yes, when it's your season, you can just strike a friendship. Before you know it, hey, John is interested in you. You're there, you're single. Hallelujah. Yeah? John is interested in you. Then you know, before you know it, Sam is interested in you. Oh, you know, before you know it, maybe Andrew is interested in this young man. Yeah? And this, you know, you see, be very careful. Discern such people because there could be a message for you. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Praise the Lord, church. So let us discern the people that come our way. Like I said, every time there's a season, me have heard these testimonies here. There is one time Mr. Balo came and testified about a certain season he had entered. But I somehow had an inkling of how he got into that season. Glory to God. But it's because there was a certain thing around that time. Hallelujah. I remember also using the example of Dr. Mujimba, yeah, and how he ended up going back to work. If you listen to him, I'm asking you guys, asking for how he ended up where he is. For me, he told me it was a season. And in that season, he was attending a prayer altar, yeah? He was attending a prayer altar ministry of education. Just imagine a prayer altar. You go, pray, leave. He started attending it because he had time, but also someone had invited him. So he goes, he attends a prayer altar, attends on his normal, like Abraham day, yeah? Just chilling there doing your mundane things. And then one day someone said, wait a minute, I need you to meet someone. And that was the messenger for the season. Glory to God. That was the messenger that showed Dr. Dennis, that there was now a change of seasons. And now that is how he ends up where he is. But there was someone who came around him. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. So there are two things, there are two kinds of messengers that will come around you. The evil one and the godly one. May you discern who the evil one is. May you discern who the godly one is. Why? Because there are two things that are always warring for your seasons, the devil and God. So while God is setting this thing in motion for you, there is another one who wants to come and steal it. May we all discern the season that we are in. Amen? Amen. Hallelujah, hallelujah. Amen. Amen. So how to discern the times and seasons? Study the word of God. Give yourself to studying the word of God. Beyond the daily devotion, beyond reading the word according to the date of the month or the time of the day, please give yourself to studying the word of God, authentic studying the word of God, all right? Then give yourself to prayer in tongues. It awakens you, sharpens you to hear the voice of God, yeah? Then pay attention to the things and the events that are happening in your life. I remember there was a season, when we had gotten married, and we were in that season where, man, every month, we even had a budget for wedding, what? Contributions. Every month, someone was getting married. Us, we got married, and you see all those people who come, but ushers, what, you have to support, because all ushers, well, they are your friends, yeah? So you imagine you're going to support, and these people are sowing into your life that you may actually sow back. So you see that entire committee, when they are getting married, you're going to be there. The good thing is that the whole committee doesn't get married at the same time. So that gives you time to plan your finances. So those are things that were happening around us. Hallelujah. when you're in your childbearing years, maximize them. Amen? Because a time will come and you'll be like some people. You're like, now we are just preparing them for the kingdom. We are just nurturing. No more childbearing. We are what? We are nurturing now. All right? Then listen to the godly counsel. Sometimes it comes through the book you're reading. Sometimes it is that someone. Sometimes it's that peculiar person that popped up in your life out of nowhere. Those are people that we call God sent. Yeah? That person is a God sent. That person is a God sent. It's like as if you've known them for your entire life. But because they came to you at that season, they had a message from God, they minister to you. It doesn't make them your BFF forever. Ladies, let's get that. Yeah. Let's understand that. Let's not complicate things. Some people come in your life for a season for be the messenger. Don't now start. Now we're supposed to be BFFs forever. What nonsense is that? Discern. Be spiritual even in your friendships. All right. Yes, and then listen to wise and godly counsel. Amen. One of the things I really, really like to do is listening to old people. Old people tell you things. You guys, old people can. Old people, baby, 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 you know. Okay, most of the things you're going through, they have seen. You can't cheat them of their experience. Yeah? Last week I was talking to, I was with a group of ladies. So they started opening up. It was, I think, fellowship out of the usual. And I realized, like, three of them were widows. Others had children who are my age, and they were there praying for them. Others, man, and then they say things, and you're like, I think one of them lost their husband this year in June. Now, that one was being ministered to by another lady who had lost her husband when her second born was 2 years. So she said her child never got to meet the father. So now this widow was ministering to this other one. And they were all like, Banage, how has it been? There were three like this, but there were also other ladies. You guys, the young people like me were like three and were just listening. Yeah. And I was like, this season that this lady is in, Achukolatia, you know? And they have seen things. They may not give you scripture like Joanne. They may not speak in tongues. They'll just tell you one thing. You just love God. And they have seen the end of the matter. And that is their conclusion. Tongues or no tongues, love God. They'll tell you, Banang, is your husband born again? I think I was sharing this point in the prayer meeting. Is your husband born again? That is all that matters. This lady didn't even want to know your issues. But, okay, he's born again. She said, thank God that he's born again. Because she was speaking from experience of the alternative. That maybe her husband wasn't born again and he passed on. So, for you, you're here, you know, speaking. He's not doing this. He should have done this. He doesn't pray in tongues. He doesn't anoint us in the middle of the night. He doesn't do this. He doesn't go to the market. He doesn't do this. He doesn't drive us to church. He doesn't serve in church. He doesn't. Dear, if you listen to this lady, she didn't want to hear. That is a detail. First, she says, is he born again? Thank God for him. Musabire, he has his time. You know, it was like wisdom for me. I said, you know what? Immediately I left that fellowship. I sent, even as I was just walking away from, I just sent Sam a message telling him, I love you. Yeah, I love you. I'm like, immediately, before I even reached the car, I love you. Because Katiba and Terezeza, and that is wisdom. Glory to God. How am I going to change him? No, I'm going to go back and he's still the same person. So it was wisdom. You young girls, don't. If he's born again, pray for him. Thank God for him. That was the end of the matter. Hallelujah. 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 Yes. So from these ladies, from these old people, why is counsel? Why it really, really saves? There is a time, Sam and I were building. We're going to start building. So we took our plans to someone. And we showed the person the plans. This is where wise counsel, like, really saves. So we showed a person the plan of the house. So this person goes through, But because we had also shared, this is a trusted friend, because we had also shared some dreams we had had, this person, from the knowledge of the dreams, was able to ask us pertinent questions concerning the plan of the house. Now, for us at that time, even if we had these dreams, we were looking at money. Money, start building. But this person said, but didn't you say? Yeah? We know they start asking, oh, you're like, huh? But didn't you say you had a dream like this and this? How does that factor in here? But didn't you say that the Lord told you this? Didn't I have a dream concerning this matter? So how does that affect this? And then, by the way, we took the plan back. We sat down and it changed. Glory to God. That is a house you're seeing there. But this was wise counsel. You should have friends or counsel, people who counsel you and ask you, but didn't you say? But didn't you say you had this dream? Glory to God. Didn't you say that you're supposed to get married at 45? I tell you, how old are you now? 33. Olagawa. Didn't you say? Yeah? Didn't you say that you had this prophetic experience that God told you this and this? That is why I like my friends, because they will call you out on those things. They will not miss words. They will say, they even follow up to see if you're walking in obedience. Hallelujah. Yeah, that is pastor. Yeah, you share with pastor a dream and he realizes it's from God. You guys, pastor will come to you and say, katiotu sewa. For me, I think that time Kwezi had a dream when we had moved into the house. No, he had had a dream telling us to move into the house by a certain date. We're walking in obedience. Hallelujah. So one day, the day before that particular date in August, I'm at the house. I had called people to do the cleaning. We're putting up the curtains. Pastor didn't even call me. I just saw someone in the compound. Yeah, he had come to check. Are you guys moving? Why are you here walking in disobedience? Because he had knowledge of that dream. Yeah. So I asked him, so what does the kunkwata in disobedience? I told him, not me. So we had done everything we could to make sure that by the following day, we were actually in that place. Hallelujah. But also because when I had spoken to him, I was like, I think, you know, in that moment when you're like, you're not ready, you're like, but what does it matter? Supposing I go after the day God has given. You know those, to manila mukama sometimes, supposing I go like, if it's 22nd, you're like, why don't I finish my month? I paid for the whole month, now it is 22nd. A person who is so, like, he takes God, like, so cordially, so lightly, you'll be like, but God, I paid my month up to what? 30th. Let me stay. And then you stay, that's the day they what? They rob you. They either rob you there or they rob you where you are supposed to be. Anything can happen. Anything can happen. So let's not take God so casually. So when I talked to pastor and I told him that, he was like, but you have to obey. You know how pastor is, you have to obey. I didn't expect pastor to come. He came. I just saw, I had a hoot at the gate, then they opened. Then before I knew it, he didn't even come into the house where I was. He was just there walking like this in the compound, walking around. Then I came down, I'm like, oh, not me this time, sir. Toja kunkwata on that side of disobedience, yeah? But you should have friends who ask you those things, who call you to account. This is godly counsel, yeah? And if your friends do not call you to account, then what are they for? You know? Friends who call you, who say, but the season you're in, go atugamba wano, waja wano, you testify to us. Waja no tugamba, we've been praying, but didn't you say? You know? Didn't you say that God told you to do this? So how is that? Explain yourself. So let us listen to, especially if you want to discern your seasons, or if you want to know how to move, you just never know what that person will do for you. Amen? So let us rise to our feet. We're going to pray for the candidates. Please come to the front. Yes. Let us stretch our hands and pray for them. We are praying for their exams. We pray that God will distinguish them. They are in a very peculiar season right now. It's a season where they are crossing over. Pray that God will align their paths, that God will make way where there is no way, beyond just the academic performance. Mukama akube ateke kuba watali kubo. For those that are not able to make it, banange, just pray as you feel led by the Spirit of God. Father, we thank you. We thank you, Lord God. We thank you for these, your children. Father, we thank you for how far you have brought them in their education. Lord God, we thank you for the provision they have seen. Father, we thank you, King of Glory, for how you have preserved them with good, with healthy life, Father. Thank you, Father, for the provision through their parents. Thank you even then for giving them the initiative, for causing them to work hard, King of Glory. Father, now we commit them to you. At this point where they are transitioning into another phase of their lives, now, Lord God, we pray, you who has sustained them in the seasons past, through the different years, through S1, S2, S3, S4, S5, through first, second, third, and fourth, third term, Lord God, you have done it for them before. Now, Lord, we commit them to you. We use them as also a point of contact for the children who are not here, but they belong to LAT. Father, we pray that excellence shall be their portion. Father, we pray in the name of Jesus that you will quicken them, Father, as they write their exams. Remind them of the things that you have taught them before. Lord God, we pray for excellence upon them. We pray for a distinguishing spirit upon them. Father, we pray in the name of Jesus that they will excel, Father. They will excel, King of Glory. Father, we pray that they'll be the heads and not the tails. We declare that they are the heads and not the tails. Lord God, we pray that none of them gets lost in this period of transitioning, Lord God. That, Lord, they will know that which you have called them to do. They will know that which you have called them to do in the next phase, King of Glory. Lord God, we pray for those who will be going to first S1. Father, we pray in the name of Jesus that these your children, Father, that you put them in the schools that you want them to be in. Lord, let there be, we pray for a confirmation of where they are supposed to go. We pray for a seamless transition in the name of Jesus. Father, we pray in the name of Jesus for preservation, especially at this time. Lord, may you preserve them, King of Glory. Father, those who are writing their exams right now, Lord God, we pray that the spirit of excellence that was upon Daniel, a young man who was distinguished, quick to understanding, Lord God, we pray for that spirit of excellence upon these your children. Father, we thank you. We thank you because you are doing it for them. Even right now, Father, we pray against any fear, any anxiety. In the name of Jesus, we silence every voice concerning their destinies, every voice from hell concerning their destinies, any altar where their names are being mentioned. Father, we pray that the fire of God shall consume those altars in the name of Jesus. Father, now we pray that where there is a challenge, Father, where they are slow right now, quicken them, Father. May there be a supernatural quickening for the concepts they are not understanding. Quicken them, King of Glory, we pray. Quicken them in those concepts, Father, where they have always struggled, Lord God. This is a time, Father, to change that sentence upon their lives. Lord God, we pray for these children. We pray for these children, Father. We pray for them right now, committing them to your most excellent grace. Father, we pray in the name of Jesus that they will excel, that they will know, they will have a witness to that which you have called them to do. In Jesus' name we prayed. Amen.
Last Adam Tabernacle, Christ for the Nations.